From the Heinz Convention Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at the Penny Arcade Expo in Boston, Massachusetts.
King Baby Duck here.
And Lordic.
We're here with Carrie Takasue from D3 Publishing, and she's showing off the latest game, Puzzle Quest 2. Carrie, welcome to the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Thank you, Boston Bastard Brigade.
Now, first and foremost, how is Puzzle Quest 2 different from its predecessor?
Okay, so we're looking at Puzzle Quest 2 here. It's a sequel to Puzzle Quest 1. It's different because if you look at the board, you'll notice that you're now not seeing the coin or the experience points anymore. We're now featuring a new weapon system, and you can see those, you can't see from here, but the glove, which is the gauntlet gem, and acts as a weapon. So if you equip a weapon, you'll be able to attack your opponent directly.
Right. Actually, someone was asking us about the gauntlet gem, and they were wondering what sort of power that gives you.
So, as I mentioned, if you pick up a weapon within the game, if you collect enough gauntlet gems and enough skulls, you'll be able to attack your opponent right away, instead of matching skulls or instead of, you know, using your magic ability.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's a big difficulty level between each character, because Monica and I were trying out the goblin, and he just kept kicking our ass.
Yeah, he kept kicking our ass. We're not going to lie on that one.
You said in your opponents or for yourself?
Well, what we were doing was we were jumped in basically when there was like somebody else playing, and then they were just like, okay, here you go, take it. We were like, uh-oh. So we came into a part, and we came upon a troll, and we were like, okay, screw it, we'll try to attack him. So we went in, and we were trying to get everything, but he was comboing the hell out of everything that we were doing, and also he was healing himself really fast, so it was kind of hard to get after him.
Okay, so there's different character classes. There's four types. So there's Assassin, Barbarian, Sorcerer, and Templar, and all of them have different spells, right? So let's say you're attacking a goblin that has, let's say, yellow gems as his special ability gem.
Yep.
Then he'll be attacking you constantly with yellow gems, right?
Okay, yep.
Now, if you were doing, let's say, a specific character of Assassin, he's tied to the new purple gem that, you know, I introduced today.
Yep.
So purple's tied to morale, and he has the ability to change all yellow gems on the board to purple, and everything that's been changed to purple will account as an attack point. You know, so there's a lot of strategic things to our game. Like, depending on who you're using, you know, what weapons you have, it'll totally change up the game.
All right, now that makes a little bit more sense. Like, now we're able to, like, be able to go back in and be able to take them on that way.
Yes.
So, now what are you considering this genre at? Like, is it going to be, like, strategic, you know, or what do you feel it as?
I like to say that our game is very, very in the middle. We love to, be with our casual fans. We like to give hardcore gamers a fun time, too. We love to say that, you know, it's a mental escape for hardcore RPG fans. It's a little bit more simpler than your usual RPG. And for the casual gamer, it gives you a little bit more than just a simple puzzle board. You know, you're doing story, you're doing quick upgrades.
Right, yeah. So it's very, very, very different from those, like, puzzle games you would play, like, online or something.
Yeah.
Like, spare time.
Yes.
It seemed to be simplistic in the sense, you know, just walking around. Like, we were doing the walk around, we were able to come up to people and do shopping things and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Go into buildings. I like how the setup is.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be only on Xbox Live Arcade and DS?
Yes, that's what we've announced. We may explore other options down the line. But like as you mentioned earlier with the casual, if you don't want to do the story, you can dive straight into instant action or just the mini games.
Yeah.
And mini games are all new, and those are pretty fun and simple as well.
How good is the online play compared to like the first game?
So online hasn't been announced yet. So just, you know, stay tuned, and we'll let you know about any, you know, special things about online.
Well, is that along like saying if you got your best friend in the same room with you, you were able to play multiplayer in that sense?
Oh, you'll be able to battle each other like we did the first, but like online multiplayer and that kind of stuff has not been announced.
Okay.
Now, what other new goodies can players expect from the new Puzzle Quest game?
New goodies. So we talked about all new character classes. We talked about the gauntlet gems. We've also talked about, did we talk about the world map at all? Or?
No, actually we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so in the first Puzzle Quest one, it was a top-down map, very simplistic, linear approach. This one's still linear, but you get to see your environment. You can see all your characters and where you're moving. Also, you see the art style is a little bit different. The first one was a little bit more anime-eared, and this one's a little bit more Western.
Yeah,
definitely feels that.
But the music is still, you know, from the same team. It still has that epic feel to it. So we're really excited. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, will gamers have to strategize their moves? Kind of like, I'm trying to think the best way. Like, they'll have to plan like 5 moves ahead in order to beat their opponents?
It's really up to the player. I mean, you can sit there and just match skulls, you know? Or you can just sit there doing only magic. But it'll change up your gameplay. And, you know, the computer's smart too. So, I mean, it'll see how you play and it'll change up your experience.
Right, so it kind of can start reading what your moves and what your motives are.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's like a poker game, you know? Some of the moves are very randomly generated, so,
yeah.
You know.
that's true. Yeah. What was good about the first Puzzle Quest was not only was it easy, but it was very fun and it was very addictive. Can we expect the same from this new one?
Most definitely, yeah, because it has all of the same things that Puzzle Quest 1 had and more. So, yes, that's a definite yes.
Right. Now, what can the fans expect from the story mode?
The quest mode story mode, it's really cool. It has a new story. It's different from the first one. It's not like a continuation. It's completely brand new. And you saw that in our demo.
Right.
And it's fun, yeah.
So those that haven't even played the first one can just come
into... Jump right in.
Which is good, because I know that there are a lot of sequels out there that will confuse a lot of players who haven't played the first one.
Yeah. So it's similar in the sense how the game plays out, but it's a brand new story.
When do you expect this to be coming out?
Oh, so we've announced it as spring 2010.
2010?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So it should
very
be
soon,
the next
right
couple,
around
couple
the corner,
months.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Anticipated game.
And how's the feedback then from the fans and the players?
We're really, really happy that we're here today at PAX. The fans have been awesome, you know? Like, they know about our game, like, sometimes more than some of us, we think, you know? So.
Right, because I won't lie, this is the first time I've ever heard of a game of this game, and I'm actually pretty excited that I got to try this out, and it looks
thank
fun.
You.
It looks completely different from a lot of these other puzzle games, and you really get into the storyline.
Yeah, so we tell everyone it's easy to jump into, hard to achieve, you know, hard to master, easy to jump into.
Is there anything else that the company is looking to put out too, as well, or
with Puzzle Quest related? Or no, not at this
time. No, not at the
time. I mean, there's other companies that are doing puzzle RPGs, but you know, we're one of the first ones who've done it, and we're excited for this one too. Yeah.
Anything else you wanted to add today?
No, I think I'm all set.
Awesome. Great.
Okay.
Thanks,
awesome.
Guys.
I'm Kari. Thank you so much for joining us for the Boston Bears Brigade.
Thank you.
Good luck with Puzzle Quest 2.
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you.